Produced by Between Sessions Resources. Copyright 2023. All rights reserved. Close your eyes, letting the weight of the world slip away as you find a comfortable posture. If it feels soothing, gently lay your hands over your closed eyes, creating a serene cocoon of darkness. You may want to place your hands on your belly so that you can feel your breath moving in and out. Take a deep breath in. Hold it for a moment. Now, release. With each breath, let the tension in your body dissolve. You notice you are starting to feel calm and peaceful. As you continue to breathe in and out, visualize your body surrendering, sinking deeper into relaxation. Right now, there's nowhere else to be, nothing else to do. Imagine yourself seated at the entrance of a mystical and magical cave. This is where your anger dragon lives. The dragon inside is very upset. You can see it is angry because there are swirling tendrils of smoke that drift outward. The dragon is frowning, and its eyes are squinting as it looks at you. It's stamping its large, clawed feet. It's a little bit scary. But remember, this is your dragon. You are safe, and there is no reason for you to be afraid of your dragon. Do you know why the dragon is mad? Take a moment to think about why the dragon is so upset. Imagine how the dragon feels right now. What triggers ignited its fiery temper? Maybe something happened recently, or perhaps someone said something hurtful. Whatever the reason, your dragon has a heavy cloak of anger. You have the power to guide your anger dragon. If it stirs, exhales smoke, stamps its feet, or even breathes flames, it's under your control. You hold the knowledge to soothe its restlessness. Today, your anger dragon is really upset. The plumes of smoke continue to emerge from the cave. You see bursts of flames licking the air. Let your mind wander back to a situation, something that occurred recently, that caused you to feel tension, anger, or an intense fury. It could have been a conversation, someone taking an item that belonged to you, or an action that made you mad. As you think about these memories, visualize the tendrils of your emotion drawing your anger dragon from its cave. Remember, you are always safe in the presence of your dragon. As your dragon emerges at the entrance of the cave, focus on the source of your anger. And as you dive deeper into this emotion, you awaken your dragon, drawing it out. Just in front of you stands your anger dragon. It holds all your angry emotions. But you have control. Tell it you are here to make it feel better. You can choose to expand or shrink your dragon, allowing it to unleash its fury, or helping it become calm. You're here to support your dragon, to guide it toward feeling calm and peaceful. Take a closer look at your anger dragon. Is it male, female, or perhaps neither? What color is it? How tall is it? It might be huge or tiny. Does it breathe fire? Or does steam billow from its nostrils? Does it have large, expansive wings or delicate butterfly wings? Is it very expressive with its anger? Or does it pout in silence? Now, begin to talk to your anger dragon. What does it want? Listen closely to its response. Do you understand what it needs? Take a moment to think about this. Maybe it craves a comforting hug, reassurance, or a way to vent. Maybe it needs to fly around to release its frustration. Maybe it just wants to talk about why it's angry, and it wants you to really listen. Maybe it's hungry. Take your time and tune into what it needs. Now, it's time to give your anger dragon what it needs. If it wants a hug, imagine embracing it in a warm hug. If it wants you to listen, give it your total attention. Imagine you are feeding your dragon, bit by bit, everything it's asking for. Imagine you are giving your dragon all the things it wants, one by one. Go at your own pace. Is there anything else it needs from you? Maybe it wants you to tell it how you feel. Maybe it wants you to talk about all its positive traits. It might want an apology. Tell your dragon how you feel. Trust that you know what your dragon needs. Continue until your dragon is no longer angry. When your dragon appears happy and calm, tell it that it can settle back into a deep sleep. You're doing an amazing job soothing your dragon. Remember, you can come back to this cave anytime you want to feed your anger dragon and to give it what it needs. Say goodbye and allow your dragon to go back into the cave to sleep. Finally, let your dragon know you will be here to take care of it the next time it wakes up or feels like breathing fire or is really upset. Next time you begin to feel your anger dragon waking up, come back here to listen to your dragon and give it what it needs. You always care for your dragon because you are in charge. You'll be there whenever it wakes up or threatens to exhale flames. Whenever you're ready, open your eyes and shake out your arms and legs. You now feel relaxed and calm.